Hello, everyone. Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this episode of Weight Loss Surgery Success, I'm going to talk about some of the importance of weight training for women. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everyone. Again, today I'm going to talk a little bit about weight training. When people get into exercise, so they get back into exercise, whether you haven't exercised in a while or you're starting to work on your weight loss plan, getting healthy, if January has come around again, we want to work on our health, work on our exercise. Most of the time, people tend to really gravitate towards aerobic exercise. And aerobic exercise is incredibly important. It's incredibly healthy. It's going to help you, give you all kinds of health benefits. But I really do stress during a weight loss plan that people do work on some weight training as well, because weight training is very important for many reasons. I'm going to go through kind of 10 specific reasons here that can give you a reason for weight training. And when you boil it down to the whole thing, what we're trying to do is just be more healthy. And so for optimal fitness, longevity, kind of creating that lean body, weight training really is essential. If you're afraid that you're going to get all pumped up and I won't look like a woman anymore, it's like, it won't happen. You don't have the right hormones to do that, but it is one of, and you'd be missing out on one of the best fat burning methods you can have, because the bottom line of this is, if we can build muscle is truly drives our overall metabolic rate. The simplified concept is, a pound of muscle burns a lot more calories in 24 hours than a pound of fat does. When you do aerobic exercise, basically your metabolism increases significantly while you're doing it, but then when you're done, it pretty much goes right back to normal. Now, when we do weight training, your metabolism doesn't go up nearly as high while you're doing it, but it does tend to stay high longer, for a longer period of time. Therefore, you actually do burn more calories. And if you can actually build lean body mass, you're going to increase your metabolism for the full 24 hours. Now, one of the things I do like to warn people about when they start with resistance training or weight training is that when they first start out, especially, is that don't rely exclusively on the scale to gauge your progress. Because if you are starting to change body composition at all, muscle is more dense, and initially, if you get a little sore too, you retain a little bit of water, so it's all out. But if actually in the long run, it's going to increase and help you. So I do encourage people check body composition, but again, don't rely exclusively on the scale. What often people will find is that, gee, my weight hasn't changed a whole lot, but my clothes are fitting me better, and I see my shape is improving tremendously, because muscle, you build it, actually is much denser and therefore is a smaller mass. It looks much smaller than, so a pound of muscle looks much smaller than a pound of fat does. And so you'll not only feel differently, but you'll look differently. Your shape will be different as well. All right, so kind of that's a good intro there. So let's kind of go into some of the reasons. So I've kind of put 10 reasons together here. And some of these reasons, I'll give credit where credit is due. This is kind of from one of my favorite kind of workout sites, if you want to call it that. And this company has lots of very good programs out there, literally from the beginner to the elite athlete almost. And that's Beachbody. And Beachbody is a company that's based, I believe, in California. But I'm kind of using some of these things that they put together as well for this discussion. But it's a great company. If you're looking for different programs, they have programs for just about everybody. So if you just Google it, beachbody.com. All right, so 10 reasons you should consider or reconsider weight training in your exercise regime. First one is, and probably one of the most important, is you burn more fat. Okay. A number of studies out there that show that when women lifted heavy weights, okay, now this is something you shouldn't start out with, but if women lifted heavy weights twice a week, so we're not talking about every day, anything but twice a week, they lost an average of 14.6 pounds of fat, and they actually gained about 1.5 pounds of muscle. Now, the control group who dieted but didn't lift weights, they lost 9 pounds, 9.2 pounds, and it was fat, but they gained absolutely no muscle. And so kind of for those women, actually, in the long run, it's harder to keep that weight off then because metabolism potentially slows. All right, but if we can build muscle, we actually increase your metabolism. So kind of your metabolism then stays elevated for a longer period of time. Literally, if you build muscle, stays elevated for the full 24 hours. And so you continue to burn fat and for a longer period of time. And this, in the long run, shows up as better weight loss. Number two, change your body shape. Okay, I kind of talked about a little bit about that earlier. So we often think of your body shape as kind of genetically determined, but weight training can help you get better curves, slim down, and really kind of avoid some of that we call middle age spread. Okay. So you can look at, you can go through an amazing body transformation. Again, women sometimes fear that they're going to start bulking up if they have to lift heavy weights. And that really is not true. You don't have the right hormones, the kind of the true muscle bulking up hormones that men do. And so, if you're eating fairly well, getting your rest on a good diet plan, you're going to see tremendous changes that are actually much better, just changing your body shape, than if you weren't weight training. Number three, boost your metabolism. Again, mentioned that before. The less muscle you have, the slower your metabolism is. Now, part of the, if you're going to call it problem with aging, is that we tend to lose lean body mass. That's a natural part of aging. We'd all like to avoid that. And specifically after kind of the mid-30s, early 40s, lean body mass decreases at least 1% every single year. And so when you decrease your lean body mass 1% every single year, it doesn't take many years, or all of a sudden have this, if you want to say, problem, your metabolism has slowed significantly. So the more lean body mass you have, the higher your metabolism, and the more calories you're going to burn every single day. And really the only good way of doing this is through resistance training. Cardiovascular exercise doesn't work very well for preserving that lean body mass. It's the resistance training part. All right, number four. You just tend to have more confidence. Literally, you get much stronger. So you kind of get stronger, have more confidence. And so weight training tends to increase that true functional fitness. Everyday tasks, just bending, getting out of the car, lifting grocery bags, picking up the heavy suitcase, anything that you do just day to day, it gets a lot easier. So being stronger tends to be very empowering. And when we become empowered, we tend to have more confidence. So this builds emotional strength by boosting self-esteem and confidence. All right, number five, build strong bones. Part of, again, the aging problem with our population is that our bones tend to get less strong. And as we get older, more people are prone to more fractures, hip fractures, knee problems, all kinds of different things, back problems. So you want to build strong bones. Well, the best way to do this is weight-bearing exercise. Okay? So the more weight-bearing exercise you do, you're able to maintain the muscle mass, you build strong bones as well. And so this can prevent osteoporosis. So again, just as muscles get stronger, so will the bones. Number six, fight depression. Okay. Exercise in general helps fight depression. So I'm not going to say this is unique to weight training. So cardiovascular exercise, yoga, that's been shown to do this as well. But weightlifting tends to have the same effect. And it can be that doing the other exercise, the stretching exercise, the cardio exercise, yoga, the other things to relax. But weight training also can give you that same effect. When we exercise, especially exercise fairly intensely, we have release of endorphins. And endorphins are kind of your feel-good kind of chemicals in your body. And they're also present then in resistance training, not just the cardio stuff. All right, number seven, just improve sports fitness. So it's not only just feeling better, being able to functionally do things day to day, but actually all our activities. And we'd all like to kind of stay active. And so even just the simple sports, whether it be swinging a golf club, whether it be kind of actually going out and playing basketball with the kids. But all these simple things is that, and if you want to still play competitively or get in the leagues at church or at your community center, any of these things, it's going to improve your sports fitness then. And weight training is a great way to do that, which leads into number eight, which is reducing injuries. Reducing injuries and arthritis, really. Because weight training helps improve joint stability. When we build muscle, strengthen muscle, we also strengthen the ligaments and tendons, which are surrounding the bone. Okay, and they hold the muscle to the bone. They hold the joints together. So if you do correct, now that the qualifier on that is meaning correct training and training, you can actually decrease this risk. And there have been a number of studies also that showed even disabled people that do weight training find that they function much better, they have less pain, and improved range of motion. All right, number nine. Now we're getting some real health benefits. It's okay, it's kind of when we talk about health problems. Get heart healthy. You know, heart disease is one of the most common ways that people die. And for women, about almost 500,000 women die from cardiovascular disease. I mean, that's an incredible number. There it is, the number one killer of women age 25 and over. So improving your heart muscle, now you can do this with cardio too, but actually lifting weights helps improve heart muscle as well. And one of the ways it improves is because it can change your lipid profile much better than just cardio can. Lifting weights, resistance training tends to help improve the good cholesterol. So your HDL actually goes up and it tends to decrease the LDL, which we often label as the bad cholesterol. It also tends to lower blood pressure. Recent study in the Journal of American Medical Association revealed that about 30 minutes of weight training each week. So we're not talking about a whole lot. 30 minutes each week. And people had a 23% reduction in the risk of developing heart disease in comparing those to who didn't lift weights. And finally, number 10, defend against diabetes. Okay, diabetes is a horrendous disease. And to the American population, about literally 25% or more may develop diabetes. Literally two-thirds of the population is carbohydrate sensitive, about close to between 33% to 40% of people are actually insulin resistant. And as we age, this tends to get even worse. So weight training can improve glucose utilization. Now, the way that occurs is that our muscles are one of the few places, really the only real place, we can store glucose in our body. So the more muscle mass we have, kind of the larger the tank. Okay, if you think of a gasoline tank in your car, in order to put more gas in, well, you have to use up the energy that's there, the gasoline. Well, it's kind of somewhat similar to the muscle mass there. So if we build more muscle mass, the tank is bigger, and therefore we can store more sugar out of the way. Therefore, we utilize the sugar much better, more efficiently, and the blood sugar then will stay lower. So the more lean body mass you have, the more efficient your body is at removing glucose from the bloodstream. This decreases your risk of developing diabetes. All right, so there's a number of reasons that lifting weights, exercise in general, but especially weight training, can be very healthy. So I would encourage you, don't ignore weight training. All right. So if you have questions, if you want more information, I encourage you to go to our corporate webbls.com. If you want more access to me, every week I do a live webinar. Just join us by going to Losing Weight USA. The website there is losingweightusa.com. Sign up and you have access to me. We'll have a discussion every week, Tuesday, 6 o'clock. You can go on live and ask questions. And again, thank you all for listening. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Have a good day, everyone.